All right, Tom, thank you very much. Tom and Stu will be joining us here momentarily. Welcome in to the Patron Platinum Club downstairs. Predators win this one 2-1 over the Minnesota Wild. Thanks to all of you that have stuck around here.
Thanks, guys.
And would you welcome our player guest? Scored the winning goal in the shootout tonight, number 47, Alexander Radulov.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Well, Alex, that was a hard-fought game tonight. It was even all the way through. You guys got the lead. They come right back and tied it. So for almost the entire night, this one was very, very close.
Yeah, I mean, they played a really good game and played good defensively. Like, it was really hard for everybody because, I mean, it's a really hot in the building. And, you know, ice, it's not the best. And you just... It was hard for us, you know. Like they come up strong, and they're really good in defense, and their goalie play well. I mean, like ours too, but it was a little bit hard. But finally, we get it done, and we get 2 points, and we move on. So.
Yeah, that's all right. I mean, you find a way, and that's what you've got to do this time of the year. You mentioned Anders Lindback. He gets the start tonight, and I know you guys wanted to play well in front of him, and he made some big saves for you. Well, I think about the PK in overtime. Yeah. He made a couple of big ones, and then obviously in the shootout as well.
Well, I think he's a good goalie, and I mean, obviously, play behind the pecs, it's hard for him too, but he got a chance today, and he was outstanding, and he made some huge saves, and especially in overtime, you know, he read those plays and get a shot right in front of him, so, like, no, didn't give any chance to them and OT. I mean, he was outstanding, and he gave us a chance to win the game. That's what we need.
All right, I'm curious. Now, you've been here a few weeks now. You've met Pekka. You knew him before.
Yeah.
But when you see Anders and Pekka standing next to each other on the ice in practice, you know which one is which?
No, they look the same.
They look the same, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, they're so big. Like, I think it's like illegal, you know. It's nowhere to shoot.
Well,
let's talk about
let's talk about your shootout. You go second, and you're going out there against a very good goaltender in Nick Backstrom. So I'm curious, did you have a scouting report on him, or did you just do your favorite move?
Well, I just see the way he played, and I mean, like, I was a little bit lucky on that too, you know, like I said before, ice wasn't great, and I was going up there, and I tried to go to fast, but here, you know, like, I knew that I could lose the puck because of the, you know, ice, and I was kind of slowing down, and he went down, and I just tried to put it on top of him, and I think he hit something in his stick or a blocker and went in, so I was a little bit lucky, but, I mean, I'll take that.
You take it every time.
Yeah.
A couple more games here before the playoffs start. I'm just curious, now that you've been back, 7 games you've played here, feeling comfortable? Anything unexpected as you come back to the NHL? Looks like you're getting more comfortable each time you go out there.
Well, I mean, like, all the team is different, you know, but... like I said, first game was a little bit hard because, you know, like time difference and everything, you know, ice is smaller. And like today, I felt like okay. I mean, like I felt much better against Chicago and Detroit and maybe just a little bit tired. But I mean, like those games are going to happen. So we just need to battle through that.
Well, it's great to have you here in Nashville, Alex. Big win tonight. A lot of drama. And we'll see you back here on Thursday night against the Dallas Stars.
You. Thank you, guys.
All right,
appreciate
Alex Radulov for joining us. They're on the Daily's postgame show.